Hello, everyone. Today I'm going to talk about discernment. I've been thinking about discernment lately, what it means, what allows for it, and where it comes from. But first, let's talk about the definition. According to Merriam-Webster, discernment is the quality of being able to grasp and comprehend what is obscure, skill in discerning, or two, the trait of judging wisely and objectively. For the purposes of this month's topic, when I'm talking about discernment, I mean how we know what to do in a given situation, what to say, what not to say, how to act, how not to act. It seems to me that we all have a discerning inner voice. This voice is always accompanied by feelings for a powerful 1-2 punch of discernment assistance. I'm lately discovering a new power in paying attention to this little voice and its subsequent feelings. For example, the other day a close friend texted me about something troubling. When I read her message, I was flooded with a bunch of grand ideas about what to say and immediately started responding with my thumbs flying. However, halfway through this draft, I paused. For whatever reason, a little voice popped into my head and said, quietly at first, "This response isn't quite right." I took a breath and reread my response. I also checked my feeling state. Lo and behold, both contained more than a hint of judgment and superiority. "Don't send this," I thought. "It won't help. It isn't what she needs. You're being judgy and it will erode your connection with your friend." This thought came from a deeper place. It felt more grounded, more balanced, and more loving. Humbled, I deleted my first response and replaced it with something more discerning. My point was more or less the same, but my words were calmer, kinder, and more compassionate. I hit send. 2 minutes later, her response pinged back. "Thank you for helping me reflect," her text said. "That was helpful." I smiled, grateful for that little voice and grateful that I can rely on my feeling state to let me know when my thinking is slightly off. And grateful that I didn't alienate a hurting friend by saying something that was not quite right. Now, don't get me wrong, I've overridden my feelings many times in recent history, and I'm not always able to catch myself in the moment. The voice and its accompanying feelings can be super subtle and easy to ignore. But lately, I'm noticing that they're always there, even when they're quiet. And when I override them, things don't work out as well. My message doesn't land, or worse, someone's feelings get hurt, or it just simply doesn't help. As you learned in our program, we feel our thinking. This means our emotions provide a perfect feedback loop. If we pay attention, they'll give us hints about what's going on in our heads. It's easy to see this with stronger, more charged feelings. Anger, for example, is obvious in ourselves and in others. We feel angry when we have angry thoughts about a situation. The emotion is palpable because we usually really feel anger. It's loud. Other feelings are quieter. Judgment, for example, or procrastination. This is not to say that certain feelings are good or bad or that we should avoid having them. All forms of feeling are a normal and beautiful consequence of living life as a thinking human being. It's helpful, however, to remember that feelings are an integral part of the creative process we call thought, and thought is shaping our experience in every moment. When we know and remember this, we see we don't have to believe everything we think and feel. As I remember to tune into my more subtle feelings, I'm seeing more and more about when it makes sense to act and when it makes sense to shut my mouth and when it makes sense to say things in a kinder, gentler way and when it makes sense to actually speak up with conviction. In other words, I'm becoming more discerning. And because the feeling feedback loop is so foolproof, it provides a perfect gut check. This has been helpful during this holiday season full of social obligations with family, coworkers, and friends, because the opportunities to remember to be discerning are endless. When I catch myself feeling judgy or pompous or urgent or all-knowing or any myriad of subtle feeling states, I try to shut up. I'm not always successful. But when I'm feeling more balanced, compassionate, or grounded, I act. I know I can trust myself in the latter feeling states, and I know I'm not at my best in the former. To me, this is discernment at its root. Again, we feel our thinking. If it sounds simple, it's because it is simple. The harder part, for me too, is catching ourselves in the subtleties. When we do, the result is more discernment. More discernment equals more effectiveness, more connection, more wisdom, and more love. All for the bargain price of paying a little bit more attention. Not a bad deal. I hope this helps. Take care.